When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa. Welcome to the audio podcast of my show, Be My Guest. I've invited some really interesting people to visit me. Some are old friends and some are new friends. We'll share stories that will hopefully amuse and inspire you. And you're invited too. How fun is that? I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
My friend Stanley Tucci, the amazing award-winning actor, writer, director, and TV host, is joining me for a wonderful day at the barn.
Ina has asked me to come over and cook with her, which is like kind of a dream that I once had, and now it's coming true. I can't wait. I'm very excited. We're going to make a cocktail, and we're going to cook.
Stanley's mixing me my first ever martini, and I'm making him Easy Oysters Rockefeller to celebrate.
Oh my God.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Are you kidding?
We're talking love, life, his glittering career, the best of times, and the worst of times.
I lost my taste and smell and couldn't eat, had to eat through a feeding tube for 6 months.
Then we're heading back to the kitchen to make Stanley's amazing Tuscan fish stew.
Cacciucco. Yes,
God bless
it is. God bless you, yes.
We're cooking, sharing confidences.
Cheers.
And heading to the beach. Be my guest.
Essere mio ospite.
Oh, that sounds so much better in Italian. Maybe I'll change the name of the show.
Yeah.
I've known Stanley for a couple of years, but we've only talked on Zoom. I'm so looking forward to being in the same place at the same time. It's going to be really fun. So Stanley, when he arrives, is going to make me one of his famous martinis. I've never actually had a martini, so I'm kind of scared, but I'm going to do it. And I thought I would make Oysters Rockefeller to go with it. So first I've melted some butter, and I'm going to put shallots in. This is really the spinach topping that goes on the oysters. I'm just going to let the shallots cook for a few minutes, a little salt and pepper. I want them to have great flavor. Okay, and then I'm going to put a little Pernod in, a few tablespoons. It's got that kind of licorice flavor that's good with oysters. I'm going to reduce this for about 3 to 4 minutes, and while that happens, let me tell you about Stanley.
Stanley is a multi-talented, Oscar-nominated actor, director, producer, writer, TV host, and author. He grew up in New Jersey in a food-obsessed Italian family. He started performing in high school and majored in acting in college. He starred in more than 100 films. From his Oscar-nominated role as a serial killer in Lovely Bones to blockbusters like The Hunger Games, his own movie Big Night that he also co-directed, Julie and Julia, and the iconic Devil Wears Prada, where he met the lovely Emily Blunt, who is now his sister-in-law. Stanley has acted in legendary TV shows, hosted his own food and travel series, Searching for Italy, and performed in more than a dozen plays on and off Broadway, winning Emmys, Golden Globes, and a Tony. a longtime foodie. He's written cookbooks and his best-selling memoir, Taste, My Life Through Food. Father of five, Stanley lost his first wife, Kate, to cancer, courageously faced his own fight with throat cancer, and found happiness again with Emily's sister, Felicity. He's truly an inspiring Renaissance man.
Stanley's such an incredible guy. I've got so much I want to talk to him about. Okay, this is reduced. The next thing I'm going to put in is creamed spinach. Usually when you make oysters Rockefeller, it's done with fresh spinach, but it's got so much liquid in it, and it's just such a big deal to deal with it. And I find, learned from a friend of mine, that if you start with frozen cream spinach that's been defrosted, it makes really good oysters Rockefeller. When I heard that Stanley was going to make me martinis, I thought, oysters, martinis, they go really well together. This has to reduce for just a few minutes.
I'm on my way to Ina's, and I'm going to cook with her, for her, with her. I'm very excited. Can't wait.
Stanley should be here soon. Just going to put this topping on the oysters.
I'll just spoon some of the spinach mixture onto each oyster on the half shell. I have them nestled in crinkled aluminum foil on a sheet pan to hold them level, making sure their juices stay in the shells. Then I'll sprinkle them evenly with a quarter of a cup of freshly grated Italian Parmesan cheese and a quarter of a cup of grated Gruyere.
These are ready to go into the oven, 450 degrees for just 6 to 8 minutes, just until the cheese melts, the spinach is hot, and the oysters are just barely cooked through. These are going to be so good, and this is going to be a really fun day.
Okay, so we're just here, about to arrive at Ina's.
I'm just going to finish them off with a little fleur de sel. Let's give them even more flavor.
So this is the place that I've seen for so many years on television. Thought it was going to be a little nicer than this. Oh, well. We'll make do. Ina?
Stanley,
Oh,
come on
in. I got the right date.
You got the right place, the right person.
I'm so glad.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you,
We've known each other forever, and yet we've never been in the same place.
I know. It's such an honor.
Thank you. It's so great to have you here. I made oysters because I understand you're making martinis. Is that right?
Yes, you understand correctly.
How jealous are you? And I thought oysters go with martinis, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I made oysters Rockefeller for you. How's that? But first, let's make a martini.
Yeah, let's make a martini.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I've never had a martini in my life.
Really?
Seriously. So this is my first.
You got to get out more, right? Really?
I've had a lot of cocktails, but I've never actually had a real martini. But you make the best ones of all.
This is true.
Okay.
This is true. Okay, so let's do it. So there are a number of ways to make a martini, since it's your first one. I'm not going to make it super dry.
So super dry means that there's less vermouth in it.
Yes, exactly.
Almost. Are you the one who said you just fill a glass with gin and wave it in the direction of Italy?
Yeah. And that was no coward's quote.
Oh, that was?
Yeah,
so, that's great.
Yeah, but I like to pretend I said it. Yeah.
It was so clever.
So a white vermouth. This is 3/4 ounce.
Do you remember the first time you had a martini? Is it kind of like sex? You remember the first time and who you had it with?
Yeah, I think the first time I had a martini, or do you want to talk about the sex? No, martini. The first time I had a martini, I believe, was at a restaurant that's still there on the Upper West Side, Café Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. I love Café Luxembourg.
It's a great restaurant.
And it's like 40 years old, and it's still so good.
I know.
Yeah.
And I used to go there all the time when I was painting apartments to make money, or I was working in a restaurant to make money. I would go on a weekend, I'd save up some money, and I would go sit at the bar and have martinis and eat the free hard-boiled eggs they had on the, you know, like they have in French restaurants.
Yeah,
you know,
those little exactly.
Things. And that was my dinner.
Oh,
yeah, it was incredibly unhealthy.
If you'd only known then what you know now.
I know, right?
Right?
I know. So
okay,
I'm going to
so
do a big
three quarters.
A splash of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Then, that's vermouth.
That's vermouth. Now, gin. So that is 2 ounces,
okay,
I see.
Okay, that's 2 ounces?
Yeah.
So that's four ounces,
yes.
Whoa.
I know. So now, just stir it.
Oh, so it's really about diluting it. So in a way, shaking a cocktail is about diluting it, and this is too.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between shaken and stirred?
The stirred
style
has a slightly more delicate taste. You don't get any of the little pieces of ice.
Okay, two glasses.
Two glasses. Oh, I'm very excited.
So I'll always remember who I had my first martini with.
Yes, I know. I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm very flattered. Okay.
It's funny. There's no color, but it's so elegant. It's just so elegant.
It is. And to me, with oysters.
With oysters? Isn't that a good combination?
It's the best combination.
Oh, good.
Look at how perfect that is. Look at
perfect.
That. Now, zest.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So you taste
a little bit of that.
It's the first thing that you taste when the
some
lip
people
of the...
say don't do that, but I think it's really nice.
You know I think it's really nice.
I'm going to put a lemon and an olive in mine.
Oh.
Yes, I'm greedy. You can put anything you want in it, really, I guess, except pineapple.
Except a meatball.
Except a meatball, although it's tempting.
I want an olive now, too.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I
know,
I really
right?
do.
I know.
Yeah, that's just perfect. Yeah. Here we go.
Ready?
Kiss me goodnight.
Well, that's just how the camera's off. Cheers. Thank you for
having
me. To
Stanley's Martinis.
Thank you.
That's gorgeous.
It's nice, right?
It's totally gorgeous. I thought it was going to be sheer alcohol, and
no.
It's not.
That really dilutes it. It's lovely, isn't it?
So I want to taste some of my oysters to go with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where are these?
So these are oysters Rockefeller. They're local oysters.
Oh, okay.
And I have a secret in it. I make them with cream spinach.
Oh, my God, you're so smart. I knew you were smart.
You knew I was smart.
I didn't know you were that smart. Well, I'm so excited. I love oysters Rockefeller. Oh, my God.
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
Are you kidding? That's perfect.
Thank you.
Wow.
So let's take our martinis.
Yeah.
And our oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And go sit down. I have so much to talk to you about.
Okay, good.
How great is this? I have you all to myself.
No, I'm so thrilled. You have no idea.
Isn't it great? So, Stanley.
So, Anna.
I think there are two kinds of people in this world. The kind that say at 8 o'clock at night, they go, I'm a little hungry. Oh, that's right. I forgot to have breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there are people who at breakfast are deciding what they're going to eat for lunch and dinner. Yeah. I think I know which one you are.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
So when you were growing up, your family talked about food all the time, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Everything was about food. We always talked about food as we were eating. Particularly on a Sunday when we're eating like a classic ragu.
So yeah. Describe how you make a ragu.
Okay, so a classic ragu, it's a meat-based dish, which is cuts of beef, and you're basically making a slow-cooked sauce. Then you take the meat out, you set it aside. You toss the pasta with that sauce.
So you have the pasta first and then the meat.
And then the meat.
Which is a classic Italian way to cook.
Yeah.
Do you only cook Italian?
It's what I'm best at. And so I play it safe.
when you're cooking, are you like me? When I'm cooking, I'm always sure it's going to turn out badly. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I am just terrified because they're coming to my house. They expect it's going to be fabulous. And I'm like, it's never going to be as good as they expect. Are you that kind of nervous cook?
Without question.
Oh, good.
Without question.
Relieved.
Very nervous, very nervous. I know we're going to cook together,
yeah.
Right? And I was quite nervous about it. Still am.
You don't have to be nervous with me.
Okay. But just don't taste it. Yeah, no, I am. I'm very nervous. And I am the person who, if it doesn't quite work out.
I'm miserable.
I go to bed at night, I wake up in the middle
never
of the night, I was like,
again.
Why did that happen? Yeah, I'm never cooking again. I should let Felicity just cook, and you know.
And then the next day you start all over again, right?
Yeah, I agree. I wake up every day. Well, thank God. That
I'm
means
so
I'm
glad
alive,
you do.
Yeah. But when I go down and get the kids ready for school and all that, inevitably I will start cooking something during that process.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I'm just like, those peppers are going to go off. I got to cook those peppers now. And then I'm like cutting the peppers, sauteing the peppers so that I can just put them aside. Then I know they're done. Then I can figure out what I'm going to do with them.
Yeah.
But it also relaxes me.
Yeah.
It just
puts you in that zone.
It puts me in that zone.
In your book, Taste, you talk about your family's history and that you always talked about food, which is so important, and
things that were important to you in food. And then at the end, you reveal the most terrifying thing that could ever happen to somebody is your experience with cancer.
Yeah.
But once you've gotten past that, did you change your life after that?
I was obsessed with getting back to the life that I once had before I had cancer and before I lost my taste and smell and couldn't eat, had to eat through a feeding tube for 6 months and all that.
Did you decide there are things like food that you wanted to really focus on?
It was in my mind before, there's no question.
Yeah.
Because I had the idea of doing the show many years ago, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Even when I started the show, I there was a lot that I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
I could taste everything, but I couldn't eat everything. And I wanted to learn, but I also wanted to show people that Italy isn't just pasta and pizza and whatever. Do you know what I mean? That it's so complicated and that it's not always sunny. And it's not always happy, you know, that it's a very complicated country.
So when you were making Big Night, I think one of the things you did was you worked at La Madre.
Yes.
To learn how a kitchen was like.
Yeah.
And you worked with the very famous chef, Johnny Scapin.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it right?
You did, perfectly,
I did.
Yeah.
And so tell me what it's like working in a professional kitchen.
It was really, really great. You know, he taught me how to make gnocchi. He taught me how to make a risotto. He taught me so many things, how to make a frittata, all that stuff.
Love a good frittata.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes really bad.
Oh, yeah. They're often really bad. Some of mine are really bad. To me, it's one of the most interesting places in the world, a professional kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. It's brutal.
It's brutal. It's
brutal.
A really hard job.
Yeah. It's like sport. It's like acting. The adrenaline kicks in. And then everything else disappears.
Yeah.
And you're living in the moment. There's no past. There's no future. You're only doing that thing at this incredibly high level. But it makes for a very difficult life. Because then you have to go out into the real world where it isn't extreme. It's why, you know, actors in the theater, it's so intense.
Yeah.
You're doing something that often is a naturalistic representation of life. Still, it's heightened because you're in front of 2,500 people or 1,000 people or 500, whatever.
Right.
And then when it's over, you're
like woof.
And then you want to have
That's when you have a nice
martini.
That's
when you have a martini and,
and you
and
go
a good
home
meal.
And have a good time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd love to talk about your movie career, because it's been an extraordinary career. You've played so many different characters, it's crazy. I mean, you've done so many, I don't even know how to pick them out. But say Spotlight.
This is the Oscar-winning true story of the Boston Globe's investigation into the cover-up of child sex abuse within the Catholic Church. Stanley plays Mitch Garabedian, the campaigning lawyer who represents the victims.
How do you create that character? Did you meet Mitch Garabedian?
No. I didn't. So, I met him only after the film was made.
Did you know what? Did you try and recreate him, or did you have an idea of what he would be?
I looked at news stories about him. I read about him, obviously, but also then watched him on video. Mm-hmm. It's like a recipe. Mm-hmm. It's about knowing what not to put in. Mm-hmm. I swear that's it.
It's true.
Or it's like Cézanne's painting. Mm-hmm. What isn't there is what makes them so brilliant. Mm-hmm. So what don't you put in is more important than what you put in.
Are you involved in the costumes?
Oh, yeah. The costume, to me, is crucial.
Yeah.
What shoes I wear, if it doesn't feel right and doesn't look right, we change it.
Mm-hmm. So how did the movie Julie and Julia come to you? Of course, it was written and directed by Nora Ephron, who we adore.
Yeah.
How did you end up with that?
Meryl asked me, we were at a Christmas party, and she said, would you like to play my husband in, you know, Julie and Julia?
And you said, let me think about it?
I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a few days. Of course I said yes, because I always loved Julia Child. I always thought Julia Child was one of the most incredible, one of the most incredible people in the cooking world, but also kind of in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
She was so unique and so comfortable in herself.
Yeah.
And it must have been really fun to play two people
it was.
Who just were crazy about each other.
Yeah. because I don't have that in my real life. I was so honored to be asked to do it, and it was a really, really great experience to be able to play that guy who was fascinating. Mm. He was fascinating, and nobody really knows about him. And it was great fun to do it. Besides, some movies aren't fun.
Yes, that was fun. Exactly. That was fun. Tell me about the scene where you and she are sitting in the restaurant where she's trying to figure out what she should do with her life. You said to her, what do you want to do? What do you love to do? And she's like, well, I love to eat. Yeah. And you said, and you do it very well. I don't think that was in the script.
No, it wasn't.
It was a perfect moment.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking, particularly for women at that time.
Well, nobody. I mean, when I got married, decades later, it never even occurred to me that I was going to do something with my life.
And really?
Jeffrey said to me when we first got married, you need to figure out what to do with your life. And I was like, I thought I was doing it. I was married. And he said, no, I think you need to figure out what you're going to do with your life.
You have that relationship.
He just is such a support for me and such an encouragement. It's just so incredible.
But you've done, in a way, what Julia did, too. You make us feel like we can do what you do.
Thank you.
There's no nonsense.
I'm nervous about cooking, so I actually write recipes that are as simple as possible, that you can actually do, because if I can do it and I can show you how to do it, then people are going to do it. And I love when people stop me and they say, I talked them out of cook. I mean, I never expected that when I started writing cookbooks, or doing TV show. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you.
No, you changed a lot of people's lives for the better.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So tell me about The Devil Wears Prada.
They were already filming.
Seriously?
I was the last person cast. And I said, did you test every actor in Christendom before you came to me? Anyway, they came to me and I had like a week, maybe, to prepare. I think I spent more time in the costume fittings than I did actually on set.
Wow.
You want to bring that character to life. It's so beautifully written. But you want to make sure that it isn't a send-up, that it isn't...
A caricature.
A caricature.
You want it to be a real person.
You want it to be real. You just need it to be truthful.
You were so beloved in the movie and so important in terms of the style of the movie, and then to have that terrible disappointment at the end.
Yeah.
Was that is that hard to portray?
No, I'm very used to experiencing disappointment, so it was easy. No, it wasn't.
You just reach back and that's what you do.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Yeah. I mean, if you, we've all had disappointments in our lives.
True.
And it's just, that's your job.
Well, it was wonderful.
Oh, thank
and then
you.
To go on to play with your good friend Colin Firth in Supernova.
Okay, so the movie's about a couple, a same-sex couple, who one of whom has early onset dementia. Mm-hmm. And it's
tough movie,
really tough movie, mm-hmm. and how they deal with that. Well, I've been lucky enough to do a lot of movies in my life. Mm-hmm. That movie was one of the most important movies to me.
Why?
The script, because the script was so beautiful. The story was so beautiful. And then the experience of filming it was beautiful.
Oh, it's a great movie.
This movie,
yeah,
to me is one. It's actually and also one of the most important movies about love that's ever been made. There's love.
Yeah,
that's it.
Everybody wants the same thing.
Everyone wants the same thing.
There's love and there's everything else.
Yeah.
So what makes a great day for you? You wake up in the morning and go, "This is going to be a great day."
Saturday morning, waking up. The kids coming into the bedroom, always at an inopportune time. and then we go to the farmer's market, and then we cook, and we do something with the kids, you know, play out in the garden or do whatever, and then maybe have friends over for dinner or not. Mm-hmm. You know, just that to me is the most wonderful day.
So does your wife Felicity cook with you?
She does. Thank God. She is an amazing cook. We cook very different things. She really is great at cooking classic British food, great at roasts, and great at baking. I'm not great at either of those things.
Can she teach Jeffrey how to cook?
Yes. Well, somebody has to. Yeah.
So we're going to cook together?
Yes.
What are we going to cook?
We're going to cook cacciucco.
Cacciucco?
Cacciucco.
It's not like a sneeze?
No, it's not. Yeah. God bless you.
Okay.
It's the second course. It's a fish stew, in essence.
I can't wait. I love fish stew, and you don't know that, but I just adore it. Let's go cook.
All right, good. All
right. Come with me.
All right, I'm coming.
Okay, Stanley and I are going to cook together. You're going to put me to work?
Yes, I am. I am. Finally, you have to do something. okay, so let's do olive oil first.
Here, olive oil.
As usual, yes. This has been heating up for a little bit. That's a perfect temperature now. Then we're going to do some chopped onion.
Can I cut up?
Roughly chopped.
Garlic
and
for
that
you?
Just cut those in thirds.
How about quarters?
Yeah, or whatever you want.
I don't take direction well, do I?
I noticed. Okay, so I'm just going to put. So basically, that's like two cloves, just like that, just to give the flavor of
it. It's actually great because then it doesn't burn too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
You know what? Let's just put a little more.
Oh, just put a little more. Right. Yeah, never too much garlic.
No, So we'll let this cook just for a little bit. Obviously, don't want it to brown. Just want it.
You don't want it to brown at all.
No. Just want it to soften.
Well, this smells great.
So in essence, it's a really simple fish stew that came from what the fishermen used to cook from basically the offcuts
of what they caught. What they caught. To make dinner.
To make dinner. Yeah. And they used to make it on the boat. And this is one of the healthiest things
Do we need a little white wine to...
I think we need a little white wine. I want to do a little more oil.
Oh, you mean for the fish stew or for
us? Oh, for us. No, yeah, for us. Yeah. I don't care about the food.
Who cares about the fish stew?
I'm going to put a nice little agave
here.
A little more oil. Yes.
Okay. How's that?
Yes.
Something Italian.
It's
got to be Italian.
Yes, of course.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To cacciucco.
God bless you. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a splash of white
now. Okay.
Just to give it a little moisture, it'll help it cook a little. So then
we're
going to throw in the tomatoes.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomatoes?
Yeah. And we're going to cook those. Thank you, darling. And we're going to
I'm the nurse.
Cook these down. Thank you, nurse. Okay. We're going to throw these in. We're going to let them get nice and mushy and soft. Okay. Mushy, which
mushy
is a technical term.
Yeah.
And there we go. So this is about...
Those are nice grape tomatoes, aren't they?
These are gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, they're gorgeous.
I just can't wait to finish this stew and taste it. I'm here with Stanley Tucci, and he's showing me how to make a fish stew called...
Cacciucco. Yes. So, okay, so these have reduced now, and then let's put some basil in too.
Okay, I got basil.
And we'll salt it too.
You want just the leaves,
right?
Have,
I don't know.
How many leaves?
Rip up like three of them.
Do you want them chopped up, or do you want
them? No, just rip
just
them
whole?
Up.
Rip them up.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Something about cutting basil.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you do like a chiffonade, is that what you call it?
Chiffonade.
Yes.
But not from an Italian dish.
Yeah. No,
that's
you
one
can't
of your
do
favorite
a chiffonade.
Chiffonade sounds like something you'd sit on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, even if I had one. But yes, so I'm going to take a ladle full of this fish stock, and then, yes,
okay,
the saffron.
A saffron.
Would you put a little bit of saffron
like
in there?
Like a pinch? A big
yeah,
pinch?
Like not a huge pinch, because you don't want it to be like too that? Saffrony.
Too much, too little?
So maybe a little too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Make a little less.
Like that?
That's good.
A little more?
Yeah, do more. Do more. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Why am I telling you what
well,
to do?
Well, because it's your stew.
It's my recipe, sort of.
It's your recipe. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay, so now, if we just...
Even the fish stock smells delicious.
Dissolve this.
Oh, yeah. That smell good?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
so we're going to add now this.
This is really interesting, because now the tomatoes have kind of, like, cooked down a little bit, and they've let off their juices.
Yeah. Now, we're going to add a little more of this stock.
So what's your favorite comfort food?
peanut butter and honey and banana sandwiches.
That sounds fabulous.
Like kind of warm.
How about we just leave this and we'll go.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
That sounds amazing.
Or pasta marinara. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It's just the simplest things that are just delicious.
The simplest things make you the most happy.
Yeah.
So really now... We could add the clams and the mussels.
Okay.
Okay, let's add these. And thank you. We'll add these. Okay, we're going to let this really cook down.
So do you want to put a lid on it?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I don't think I have a lid that big, but I have aluminum foil. That'll work.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
Very big aluminum foil, actually. Ah, how's that?
We're in America.
Does that do it? Oh, good.
Yeah, this is
great.
Perfect.
That worked
perfect.
Perfectly. Perfect.
Yeah.
So have you had any cooking disasters? I know Stanley Tucci doesn't have cooking disasters.
No, my whole...
But if you had a cooking disaster, what would it be?
Oh, I do remember making a timpano for my aunt and uncle and my parents one time.
Was it before Big Night or after Big Night?
I think it was
Stanley's
it was
amazing
after.
Movie.
It was after.
Yeah.
And it all fell apart. It was just disastrous. I was really embarrassed about it. I felt so badly.
It was probably still delicious, though.
Yeah, it tasted good.
It just
fell apart. And just
somebody
the way it is.
Somebody described cooking as like driving a car. I mean, the road is straight, but you still have to adjust the wheel along the way. And,
and
that just takes time to learn how to do it.
It does.
But it's worth knowing.
Yeah. No, that's actually a great analogy.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful analogy, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm just going to check this and just give it a stir.
That smells amazing. I can smell the saffron and the seafood and the tomatoes. It's just, and the simplicity of it is incredible.
It's so simple. And it's really coming nicely. We're going to add the shrimp.
Okay.
And
I can hold the shrimp.
Yes, thank you.
Doctor?
You just pop these in and...
Oh, I love that you spread them out.
Yeah.
And some of them are in the shell and some are out of the shell.
Some are not in the shell because
Why?
I just think it's prettier.
I love that. I like that you tuck it into the... Yeah,
you
got to
tuck them in a bit. I'm going to bring it down because those shrimp are going to cook so fast. We don't want them to tighten up.
Yeah, that's one of the things about cooking shrimp. You don't want them to get tough.
No.
You want them to just be barely cooked.
Barely cooked.
And when they sit in the liquid, they're going to continue cooking.
Yeah.
So what should we do while we wait?
Let's have a glass of wine.
Works for me.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm having... Keep rolling. I am having a little bit
of a huge fan moment because I actually can't believe that I'm here.
Oh, cooking Stanley, with you.
No, I am. No, I'm like a little.
Are you kidding?
No, no, I'm not kidding. I'm an actor, but I'm not kidding.
No, I really am. I cannot believe that I'm here.
I'm really just, like incredibly honored and a little like overwhelmed.
A little verklempt.
Yeah. I'm a little verklempt.
Me too.
I am. No, really. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Stanley's making this incredible fish stew. I can't wait to eat this.
This is gorgeous. So the shrimp are here.
Yeah.
They're done cooking. And now I am going to take now these mussels out. Ina,
yeah.
Will you go drain the pasta?
I could do that.
Okay.
And I'll get a facial at the same time.
Reserve a little bit of the pasta water.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'll do that. Yep.
Ina, my
of course.
God.
Hello.
What am I gonna do with you?
Okay. Drained pasta.
Okay, so this is our sauce now. So if we just add a little bit of the pasta water.
Pasta water coming up, Chef.
Yes. Thank you. Add a little bit of that in there, and then the pasta.
Okay, pound of spaghetti cooked and drained.
Yes.
Shall I dump it in?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so smart to cook the pasta in the sauce.
I made a big mess there. I'm so sorry.
That's all part of cooking. You should see the mess that I make. I mean, it takes like a week to clean up after me.
And my kids always get mad at me. They're like, Dad, really?
My mother used to clean while she cooked, and it annoyed me so much that I never do it. How about this?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Is that good?
Yes, I was hoping you might do that. Okay.
So you need some parsley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
And do you like leaves, or do you like
fine? No, minutes? Chop it up. Chop it up?
Okay.
Fine. Sorry. Ordering you around.
You can order me around anytime you like.
Please.
I'm always available for orders.
I'm going to add a little bit of oil to this.
He goes, no, what are you talking about? Fine, I want fine.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, he said my parsley's gorgeous.
And I hardly know you. May I take this?
You most certainly can. You're the chef. You know, people use parsley, I think, for the color. But the truth is, good parsley has good flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to use those bowls?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Great.
Do you want a fork or a spoon? Or both?
Well, now, if we were in southern Italy, we would have both.
We'd have both.
If we were in northern Italy, we would have
just
a fork.
So we're in East Hampton. Where are
we? We're in East Hampton. So a fork, a spoon, and a knife.
And a knife. Yeah. Okay, great.
I don't know.
got the whole thing.
No, chopsticks. No, I'm kidding.
How great is this?
Well, we'll find out. If you don't like it, don't be honest. And this is what I think is a really cool thing about Italian cooking. Most Italian cooking happens like that fast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't spend a lot of time, and you don't have a huge number of ingredients. Because
but the ingredients you have are really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, let's do a little. Sorry.
A little parsley.
There we go. Okay. Now, should we put some of these on?
Yeah.
Let's do then one shrimp that doesn't have the shell.
Look.
Okay.
One with the shell, and then one without.
One that's nicely opened.
Okay, that's one.
They're gorgeous.
I mean, how happy would you be if you got that in a restaurant? And you can make it on your own stove.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to clean the stove for about an hour and a half afterwards.
Especially if I'm cooking it.
No. If I'm cooking too.
It's so embarrassing.
So
my wife gets a little upset. A little more parsley?
Oh, a little more parsley. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Like that.
And we'll do a little drizzle of extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, that's interesting. Isn't that nice? So you get that fresh olive oil flavor.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Isn't this fabulous? Oh, my God, Stanley, thank you.
Oh, my God, Ina,
thank you.
Love
I'm
this. So excited.
I mean, maybe it's not any good.
It could be horrible. Yeah.
I'm going to make a mess of this, so excuse me in advance. That's so good.
It's good, right?
Mm. It's like layers of flavor, but it's all kind of melded together.
Yeah.
Stanley, this is heaven. Are you happy?
Happy.
I'm so happy.
Are you kidding?
Thank you.
I'm in heaven. I'm with you. I cooked for and with you.
Brilliantly.
Are you kidding? I don't even know. I told you I'm a little flummoxed.
Okay, after we finish all this,
right. Yeah.
How about if I take you to the beach?
Well, I hardly know you, but fine. Yeah. No, I would love that.
The beach in East Hampton is really special.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to sit by the water.
How's I'll that? Take you up on
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
All right. Shall we toast each other? Or is that too...
To Stanley.
Cliche? No. To you. Thank you for having me. This is the greatest... Really, it's such a great, great honor.
Such a great honor for me.
You're amazing.
Cheers.
Thanks.
First things first.
Yes.
Do you design your own kitchens? I know one of the kitchens, you actually sold your house to Willie Geist, right?
Yes.
And he just can't believe his good fortune.
Yes, I can't believe his good fortune. he got a bargain. I got news for you. My late wife and I designed the kitchen. And then I changed the kitchen and I put in that huge island. It was an 11-foot long, 6-foot wide, single piece of marble.
Whoa. Really?
That was like that thick. It was a beautiful kitchen. I loved it.
Isn't that great? And did you do the same thing in London?
Yeah,
you did.
I want to be able to cook, talking to my family.
Yeah,
not with.
Exactly.
I spent my whole life with my back to my family.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is much better. It's
so much better.
And then when you have guests, you cook and talk to everybody. It's
and
nice.
You have a big island. Somebody can prep. And, you know, it's much more, I think it's much more communal.
Right. Yeah.
So here's the beach.
Yeah.
Have you been to the beach here before?
I have, yes. Years
so
ago,
beautiful.
Though, years ago.
Oh, it's a perfect day here.
This is gorgeous. Oh, this is so pretty.
And I have very good parking karma, so I found a
look
perfect parking space.
Yeah, you did.
How's that?
Wow, look at that.
Okay, come with me.
All right. Happily.
So, do you want to sit right here?
Yeah, yeah.
And wait for me? I'll get us some coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fabulous.
Great.
Don't go anywhere.
No, I'm not. Why would I?
Can I have two of your gorgeous cold brew, one with milk?
You got it.
Thank you.
I'm so, so excited to be here with Ina Garten. She's made everybody's lives a lot happier, including mine. I know I have a lot of friends who are very jealous that I'm here. I'm jealous that I'm here.
Okay, one cold brew coming up.
Thank you
That's
so
for you.
Much. Thank
they make
you.
Really good cold brew.
Yeah.
Oh, how this nice is this?
I haven't been out, you know, here for so many years, and you forget how stunning these beaches are.
It's so beautiful, especially now, when everybody's gone.
Yeah, when everybody's gone,
Okay, you ready for a pop quiz?
Always, always.
What's the movie you've seen the most?
Probably Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers, isn't that a great choice?
The Marsh Brothers movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's really great. What's the one food that makes you happy?
Pasta.
I knew that was the answer. I could have answered for you.
Yeah.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
I did a job after my freshman year at college. I was cleaning outhouses in a camp.
Oh,
a summer camp.
Suffice it to say, you'll never have to do that job
again.
No,
I hope not.
What's the best job you've ever had?
Probably working on the Devil Wears Prada. It was probably
both working on it and afterwards.
And afterwards,
right?
Yeah,
everybody
just
was just so out of their minds crazy about it.
Yeah, just lovely, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
What's the best present you've ever gotten?
I think a beautiful watch was given to me a long time ago.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, with the initials of my... first-born kids.
How lovely.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's lovely, yeah.
So if you could come back as anything at all, human or otherwise, what would you like to come back as?
I wouldn't mind. I'd come back as parts of myself, like a version of myself that looked like Cary Grant.
I think you're doing just fine in that department.
Well,
so maybe Cary Grant wants to look like you.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But I don't really know. I'd come back as someone who is much more relaxed than I am.
And me too.
And taller. And could stay forever young.
Stanley, I've just had such a wonderful time with you. I can't tell you. Please don't leave.
I don't want to leave. I don't want if I didn't
Cheers.
Have those kids, you know.
those kids, those annoying kids.
Damn kids. Cheers. And thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Hasn't it been fun?
No, I just think you're amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I think you're amazing, too.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Cheers.
Cheers. Had the most fun day with Ina today. Made a martini. Then I made a Tuscan fish stew that she liked, thank God. And just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful day. It was a really, really great experience. It flew by. And filming things doesn't normally just fly by. This really did. I feel very fortunate.
It was so great to meet Stanley in person. He's just amazing. And my first martini. Why do I think it's the first of many to come? What a great day. Thank you for listening to Be My Guest. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a moment, I'd love to hear your comments on Apple Podcasts. I'll be back next week with new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you'll join us.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.